This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Jay Michaels with Eye on Houston, and I have Larry Taylor, the District Executive Director of Youth Development at the YMCA of Greater Houston. Mr. Taylor, thank you for joining us this morning. It's back to school time. Kids all across the Houston area headed back to class, and I know parents are asking, what do we do after, you know, school is over? What can the kids do in the afternoon? And the YMCA has so many programs for kids as they head back to school and after school.
That's correct. We have our after school programs, which are located inside of over 160 elementaries across Greater Houston. And so when kids are released from school, we're there on site for parents' convenience, to where the kids can come to us in the cafeteria and be welcomed by some adult role models to provide a space for them to engage with them as well as their peers and learn some new skills.
That's awesome. So it's right there in school. So there's not an extra... There's no extra transportation. Everything is right there in where they're already at.
That is correct. Only a handful of locations do we end up doing transportation. Mm-hmm. And that's about three locations, honestly, across Greater Houston, but the majority of them are all on site for their convenience.
That's awesome. And how can parents register kids for those programs?
They can visit our website or also go to a YMCA closest to them to register in person with one of our membership specialists.
And what type of different programs? I know you mentioned mentorship or you know, being around good role models. What type of programs are there specifically? Can you share those with us?
Sure. So in our after school programs, we provide a space for them to do their homework. We provide a healthy snack, and then we have STEM activities. We also take them outside or to the gym for them to do physical activities. We adhere to a curriculum called CATCH, mm-hmm. which is all about healthy lifestyle and physical activities outside and healthy eating habits. And then we also have arts and crafts projects, which is a part of STEM. And then we also provide a space for them to develop their own activities. So it's called Youth Choice. So we really get to hear from them in terms of what they would like to see in their after school program and give them an opportunity to provide leadership to those activities.
And in addition to a lot of the after school activities, I know that the Y also offers after school care. So can you kind of explain to us a little bit this morning about what the after school program, the after school care program is, and why it's important to have as students start to return back to the classroom?
Sure. So the program I just described is actually our after school program. Okay. It's really important because it gives kids the opportunity to engage with their fellow peers within the campus that they don't necessarily always have an opportunity to do so. Mm-hmm. So you'll have a kindergartner in the same space as a first grader or even a second grader. And typically they're just in a room with their peers from that age group. And so it gives them a sense of almost like they're one with the entire campus because they're making mm-hmm. friends outside of their own campus, and sense of confidence because you're a kindergartner talking to a second grader that's passing down the hallway. So it's like, hey, I know that person.
I'm a big kid.
Yeah. And it also gives those older students that are in our programs an opportunity to take on some mentorship roles because they're able to assist the kindergartner or the first grader with a problem that they're having with their homework assignment, or help with completing an activity that they might be struggling with, and kind of explain to them like how to create this structure out of Legos that they've never used before, or how to operate a drone that we're using, or an Ozone bot that we're using for a STEM activity that we're using for that particular week's curriculum. So that's really great. It also, it's a safe space for parents in terms of them not having to worry about their child being transported once school is released and worrying about whether or not they've made it home safely. They drop them off at one place that morning. They know that when they come back that afternoon, they're in the same space. And it's an environment that they're used to and they're comfortable to because it's a school environment. So that's another plus. The healthy snack piece is a really big deal to a lot of our families. We have partnerships with the Houston Food Bank. So in areas where qualified, they provide us meals. And so that's an opportunity for them to get a small supper before they end up going home. So if that's something that's on the list for the parent that is kind of at the bottom of the list because they're trying to get through so many other things, at least that's one thing that they're able to check off the list. We're also provide a safe space in the, to them start their homework. So that's one less thing that they have to worry about doing from start to finish, because at least they've at least attempted to start it before they've actually gotten it picked up to go home that day.
And look, we all know that everybody is busy, and parents especially juggling, you know, life and work and kids and this and that. So not only does this benefit, you know, your child, but it's also benefiting the mom and dad too, right? And take it like you just said, taking that one thing off of their already overextended to-do list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it gives them more of an opportunity to spend that meaningful time in terms of just having fun with the kids.
Yeah,
when they're getting picked up and they can hear about all the cool activities that they've tried during the school day, during their drive home, and just checking off the homework and following back up on those one or two questions that they might have struggled with and unable to complete in after school. And, you know, if cooking dinner is delayed because they have to make a few stops, at least they know that they've had somewhat of a small supper while in the Y for those programs that partner with the Houston Food Bank to kind of help with that piece to make it a little less stressful for them as well. And studies also have shown that students that have an environment that focuses on enrichment activities like the Y and other after-school programs, those students are more likely to excel during the school day because we're an extension of the school day in terms of our curriculum, focusing on the same TEAC models as the schools within the Texas region.
That's awesome. Who is eligible to register for those programs?
Sure. We accept all the students that are on campus at that particular site. So if a Y after school program is located there, it's open to all of those students there.
Awesome. And one more time, can you give us the website again? We're you know, if mom and dad's listening this morning and they're like, this sounds awesome for back to school, where they can go to register their kids for those after school care programs?
Sure. It's ymcahouston.org. And again, they can also visit a YMCA that's in their nearest community. And then also the good thing about that, when you visit the local YMCA, you also get to learn about other youth programmings that we have as well, such as our youth sports program. And we also have early care programs as well for those with younger siblings that are not quite in school just yet. We have early care programs for them at select YMCAs.
And just to reiterate, obviously, we want everybody to be a YMCA member, but you don't have to be a member of the YMCA or have the gym membership or whatever to have your kids participate, right? As long as your kid is going to a school where this program is happening, they're eligible.
They are. All we have is for them to sign up for what's called an impact membership, mm-hmm. which means that they participate in programs outside of the traditional gym membership. And so, but if they decide to turn over, we always welcome them to do so because we love for all of our participants to be wildlifers where they're embedded in all the programs. Like I said, we have youth sports, we have swim as well. We have a program that's really focusing on making sure all of youth across Houston have the skills to feel comfortable in water. And so that's a program where we have safety around water with a focus on providing youth with those skills and then the early care programs as well.
And myself, like so many people, learned those swimming lessons for the very first time at the YMCA several years ago. But Mr. Taylor, thanks again for talking to us this morning on Ion Houston. And one more time as we wrap up, can you give us the website one more time where we can go get the information about all the programs and register?
Sure. It's ymcahouston.org.
This is Ion Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.